Yo. With my right foot first, I stepped into the holy mosque upon the cold white marble. For day and night, people sat worshiping, praying. Right and left, the mosque being cleaned, shining not a particle of dust. The carvings of marble, the plates of gold, the symmetry of the whole mosque. Yeah, the largest up in old, and came the grandest of the whole. The big, beautiful house of Allah, covered with black cloth and gold leaf writing. My life flashed past me, the good and the bad. Such a feeling, my brother, never ever felt I had. A special bondage to the Almighty, a certain chilling me. Looking around, the large floor was filled with unity, circling the beautiful house, chanting. People sitting, praying for forgiveness, praying to do better. I witnessed, taking a deep breath. Tears be running. I ran around the black house, the ancient black house built by Ibrahim, peace be upon him, circling 24. No doubt I got closer, as did my heart, as did my soul. Amazing how everyone had their attention only on worshiping. All concerns forgotten, focused on praying, forgetting everyday matters and happiness just given. I looked up in the sky, thanking Allah for this journey, saying I swear I didn't schedule to be here this early. I thought I'd come here like pops in my 40s or 50s, and the dough I paid for the ticket was meant for some hobby. But who am I to say if I'm be alive tomorrow, or 20 years from now, will my health be able to follow? For a moment I pictured myself 6 feet deep in the cemetery, my corpse in the same white sheets. Allah holds the master plan, and it's already written. The pens are withdrawn, the pages are dry, it's written.
Looking back on my life that's gladly been given to me, open my eyes and pray a smile given to you and I.
Con mi mano derecha abro la puerta. Mi madre me recibe con un periódico y una carta. Veo fotos de mi padre abatidos por disparos. De momento yo ya espero que mis lágrimas caigan, me preparo. Me sorprende que mis ojos estén secos y mi alma esté calmada. En mi cuerpo no hay dolor por una persona ya olvidada.
Staring outside, there was something I realized. Tomorrow the sun will rise. Together we'll see the beauty of eternity.
Salgo a caminar y despejar mis pensamientos. Lo normal sería sufrimiento o un parecido sentimiento. Le pido a Dios que lo ampare en sus últimos momentos.
Looking back on my life that's gladly been given to me, open my eyes, embrace the smile given to you and I. Looking back on my life, no regret, only this sweet journey. Lessons from the simple steps not taken by you and I.
Okay, yeah. With my right hand first, I opened the door to the room where my woman gave birth to my firstborn son. Only minutes before, I was in the waiting room, nervous. Mom's giving me comfort, family support. As I approached, I could hear him crying. I didn't notice my tears were running. Picture myself for a moment in the arms of my father. Flashback to them bended shoulders on which I sit, grabbing his finger, taking my first step. Will I become like him? After a certain age, bad luck stop showing love, but cold handshakes throughout the years replaced by hugs. Father whispered in his ears, the family was gathered, pictures were taken, my hands still shaking, my joy beyond words, him in my arms, 3 generations of tears running so calm. He came with God's blessing and grace, so we named him Fazan.
If I worship you in fear of hell, burn me in it. If I worship you in hope, paradise, steal me from it. If I worship you for your own being, don't withhold from your everlasting beauty. If I worship you in fear of hell,
burn me in it.
And if I worship you in hope of paradise,
steal me from it.
But if I worship you from your being, don't withhold from me your everlasting beauty.